Item number 5 from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $20,000 to McGillis and Weimer LLP in full settlement of Ostrowski etc. all versus Milwaukee County etc. all, United States Eastern District, case number 11C0311.
I know that the attorney that has these proposed the settlement is in attendance. Ms. Zillig, welcome. Why don't you come up forward? Yeah, if I don't know if there are questions for Ms. Molly Zillig. Mr. Brady, Attorney Brady.
Ms. Zillig prepared a very slightly revised memo on this item, which I'd like to hand out, and she can speak to the item. This is a very slight revision. I think one sentence added.
Right, there was one sentence added. After at the end of the fact section, one of the defendants, Mr. Nelson,
yes,
denies all the allegations in the complaint.
Okay, that's on the.
That's the only change. At the end of the facts section on the first page.
The last line in the second paragraph.
Correct.
Okay. And Ms. Zill, does that change anything
no,
as far as your advice?
No, it does not. The facts section that we put forth in our memos to the committee, we typically put out the facts that are alleged in the complaint. As you can imagine, all the witnesses, the parties have different versions as to, you know, what actually occurred. So we give you what the facts are that are alleged in the complaint and the reasons why that we decide that settlement is the best route.
Supervisor Weishan.
Well, I guess since we've come to some resolution where we have to pay something for their legal defense, their attorney's fees.
That's correct.
And that I guess they are, if I'm reading this right, being accommodated to a certain extent by putting them into alternate positions that accommodates the use of FMLA?
Well, the case itself is about what you can and cannot do as far as transferring employees to alternative positions while they're under FMLA approval.
Well, then, so I guess we are maybe not fully, but through our actions saying that the actions of the sheriff weren't appropriate, so that we're going to make some changes and we're going to pay their legal fees.
Well, I don't know if we're stating that they were inappropriate or not inappropriate, and I guess if you want to go into more facts, we should probably go into closed session. We're stating that it's probably more likely than not that it's better off paying $20,000 now than doubling this for summary judgment motions that we may not be successful on, and then going to trial after reviewing all the facts. It's our opinion that this case should be settled. But if you want to hear more about the case, I'm more than happy to share that with you, but I think we should go into closed session.
Well, that's fine. I don't really need to go into closed session. I want to understand what the public will read from this, that they will say, okay, that Milwaukee County is paying the legal fees. I just want to make sure I get this right, that we are making some adjustments for these people to bring about some type of solution.
That's correct.
Attorney Perry?
I just expand and try to answer the question also. My understanding, and Molly can correct me if I'm wrong, is that there's no ongoing issue with respect to FML for these deputies. It was a one-time issue that occurred related to their transfer, and that's not a continuing issue. So it's been solved on a going forward basis.
one of the deputies was laid off after this happened, subsequent to this event, so he's no longer employed by the county. As far as the other employee, I don't know currently where, what department he works in, and I don't know what the status of his FML is. This concerns one action involving a transfer while he was using his FML.
I guess it's just, I just think when I see stuff like this, that it's clear that they're, the management of the sheriff's office, they're starting to run up a real big damn tab, and it starts to get a little frustrating on some of this stuff that I have to tell my constituents that, we don't have money to repave parkway roads or to build, playground sets and all that kind of stuff, and we got to raise your taxes for this and that. But you know what? It's just constantly, $50,000 here, $20,000 there, $100,000 there for different legal fees because of the way they operate at the sheriff's department. And I just think that, yes, our insurance company will pick up, portions of this stuff from time to time, but eventually you pay higher, insurance premiums. It's not like this stuff is free. And I just think this is just another case of, you got to start saying and questioning the management at the sheriff's department, because this is, we don't have a blank check to just keep dealing with this stuff. Corporation Counsel, their office is spending hundreds, if not thousands, of hours a year dealing with this type of stuff when they could be dealing with other issues facing Milwaukee County. And so, I guess I just want to make it clear that, at least to the public, that some things aren't quite right at the sheriff's department, and they need to start, managing their resources over there better, because I'm almost to the point where we should say, you know what, we need to go to court and let them take a thrashing in front of a trial and all this kind of stuff, just to expose this stuff, because now we've quietly dealt with the situation and we throw, $20,000 at it. And I just don't think that's appropriate.
Okay. I'm going to go with Supervisor Santolippo and then Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know it's popular in certain circles to pile on and continually bash the Sheriff's Department, but when you read what this case is about, it's about what is allowed under the Family Medical Leave Act and what isn't. I mean, there's no allegation here that the Sheriff's Department did anything wrong, that they were taking out, punitive actions on these people. None of that is made here. It says federal regulations allow temporary transfers to alternative jobs to better accommodate recurring periods of FMLA leave under very narrow circumstances. There's a question as to whether the facts of the case fit into these circumstances. It sounds to me that the whole dispute is what is exactly allowed under FMLA and what isn't. That's what this is about. Now, I'm not going to support this for an entirely different reason, because I think it sets a precedent, and you're going to have all these other lawyers running around slapping on lawsuits, just hoping to try to get some type of settlement and run up legal tabs. But it has nothing to do with the Sheriff's Department here.
Okay. Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of item number 5. And I want to remind the committee that Milwaukee County pays an annual deductible of at least $1.2 million to the Wisconsin County Insurance Corporation.
Any other comments, questions? If not, item number 5, the motion has been made by Supervisor Johnson. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Harris?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishon?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Six ayes, one no.